Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 97. The Lord rules, let the earth rejoice, let all the islands celebrate. Clouds and thick darkness surround God. His throne is built on righteousness and justice. Fire proceeds before him, burning up his enemies on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees it and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord, before the Lord of the whole world. Heaven has proclaimed God's righteousness, and all nations have seen his glory. All those who worship images, those who are proud of idols, are put to shame. All gods bow down to the Lord. Zion has heard and celebrates. The towns of Judah rejoice. Because of your acts of justice, Lord, because you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth, because you are so superior to all other gods. Those of you who love the Lord, hate evil. God guards the lives of his faithful ones, delivering them from the power of the wicked. Light is planted like seed for the righteous person. Joy, too, for those whose heart is right. Rejoice in the Lord, righteous ones. Give thanks to his holy name. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus 12, verses 40 through 51. The length of time that the Israelites had lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, on that precise day, all the Lord's people in military formation left the land of Egypt. For the Lord, that was a night of intent watching to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For all Israelites in every generation, this same night is a time of intent watching to honor the Lord. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the regulation for the Passover. No foreigner may eat it. However, any slave who has been bought may eat it after he's been circumcised. No temporary foreign resident or day laborer may eat it. It should be eaten in one house. You shouldn't take any of the meat outside the house, and you shouldn't break the bones. The whole Israelite community should observe it. If an immigrant who lives with you wants to observe the Passover of the Lord, then he and all his males should be circumcised. Then he may join in observing it. He should be regarded as a native of the land, but no uncircumcised person may eat it. There will be one instruction for the native and for the immigrant who lives with you." All the Israelites did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. On that precise day, the Lord brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt in military formation. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 29 through 41. "Otherwise, what are those who are getting baptized for the dead doing? If the dead aren't raised, then why are they being baptized for them? And what about us? Why are we in danger all day, every day? Brothers and sisters, I swear by the pride I have in you, in Christ Jesus our Lord, I'm facing death every day. From a human point of view, what good does it do me if I fought wild animals in Ephesus? If the dead aren't raised, let's eat and drink because tomorrow we'll die. Don't be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. Sober up by acting like you should and don't sin. Some of you are ignorant about God. I say this because you should be ashamed of yourselves. But someone will say, how are the dead raised? What kind of body will they have when they come back? Look, fool, when you put a seed into the ground, it doesn't come back to life unless it dies. What you put into the ground doesn't have the shape that it will have, but it's a bare grain of wheat or some other seed. God gives it the sort of shape that he chooses, and he gives each of the seeds its own shape. All flesh isn't alike. Humans have one kind of flesh, animals have another kind of flesh, birds have another kind of flesh, and fish have another kind of flesh. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. The heavenly bodies have one kind of glory, and the earthly bodies have another kind of glory. The sun has one kind of glory, the moon has another kind of glory, and the stars have another kind of glory, but one star is different from another star in its glory." Today's Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 16. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel from the Lord came down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now his face was like lightning, and his clothes as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here, because he's been raised from the dead, just as he said. Come, see the place where they laid him. Now hurry, go and tell his disciples, he's been raised from the dead. He's going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. I've given the message to you." With great fear and excitement, they hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. But Jesus met them and greeted them. They came and grabbed his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I am going into Galilee. They will see me there." Now as the women were on their way, some of the guards came into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. They met with the elders and decided to give a large sum of money to the soldiers. They told them, "Say that Jesus' disciples came at night and stole his body while you were sleeping. And if the governor hears about this, we will take care of it with him, so you will have nothing to worry about." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were told, and this report has spread throughout all Judea to this very day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go.
If the altar's where you meet us, take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're the fire, the refiner. I want to be consumed. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. If your glory wants to come here, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consuming. Fill this place, set it ablaze, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're the fire, the refiner. I want to be consumed. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified, take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Hands, purify my heart. I want to burn for you, only for you. So take my life as a sacrifice. I want to burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. I wanna be tried by fire, purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire, purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 115. Not to us, Lord, not to us. No, but to your own name give glory because of your loyal love and faithfulness. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Refiner, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.